Hey everybody, my name's Kristen and I want to welcome you to our Join the Team webinar. Congratulations on taking the first step to learn about our incredible opportunity. We have two inspiring leaders speaking to you this evening. First up, this gentleman was formerly a retail manager at a hunting and fishing store, and now he's been helping families in the financial services industry for the last 13 years. He's married with a two-month-old baby boy. From Indiana, here is Mr. Joshua Mock.
Thank you, Kristen. I appreciate that. Really excited to be on tonight. It's been, as she said, 13, going on 14 years in this business in some capacity. I started actually, to just give you a little bit of a little preview, I started actually when I was in college. My parents had a financial advisor. They've been with the same guy since the year I was born, which was 1985. I'm 35 years old. And basically what happened was he had dropped off some material at my parents' house. I'd seen him a couple of times throughout the years. And so what I did was I called him based on the material I read. I called him and I was looking for an internship of some kind. I was going to college full time at Purdue University for business and entrepreneurship and minoring in history and that kind of thing. And just wanting to do my own thing. I was salary at a job. And we're going to talk a lot about that kind of stuff tonight. But I wanted something different. You know, I was ready for something different. And I was just thinking this was going to be an internship, kind of something over the summer. An internship turned into part-time while I was in college, quasi-full-time. I wasn't doing anything else. It afforded me to be able to do this only during college. And then that morphed into, you know, business in 9 states now and clients all over the place. So welcome tonight, where there's people on here from the East Coast to the West Coast and Canada as well. So really excited to have all of you on tonight. So we're going to hop right into things here, and I'm going to give you a little show on exactly who we are, what we do, what we're all about, and what basically why you're here tonight. So want to just really tonight implore, though, first off, before I even get too deep into this, implore on you that basically we're just looking for people who are looking for us. We're looking for people that are in a place like I was, looking for something different, looking for something new. And you just might be there right now. You might be looking for something part-time, full-time, career change if the money's right and that sort of stuff. So I just really want you to look at this from two different viewpoints, though. Number one, I looked at this as an opportunity, as I said, to make extra money, maybe make a career change. But number two, you might see everything tonight and say, man, it seems like a really great opportunity, but maybe not for myself. And we're going to extend the opportunity for you to get involved in our client education series, get a financial needs analysis, and get some help yourself financially with some of our different products. So what is, you know, basically, I apologize, this thing's acting up only because I'm live. There we go. What is the new career model that's going on right now? Okay. So the new career model that's really changing in the world right below us, you know, under our feet right now is remote working. I mean, we basically had to shift from meeting our clients in home, in person, 100%, a little bit online and phone, to a all online platform almost overnight when COVID started in March. And when that happened, we kind of went on lockdown. I'm in Indiana. When that occurred, we had to transition and shift really, really fast. So, you know, the world's changing. The question is, are you changing? You think about how many truck drivers are out there, people driving forklifts and doing all these kind of things that are very quickly becoming automated type jobs. And there's been a lot of jobs that over the past, I mean, less than a decade, let's call it, have gone to some automated, either robotic or completely automated type system. And you need to be in the position where you're growing out of those kinds of jobs and into something that also works with, you know, where the country is actually moving as a whole and the world is. So IBM conducted a survey of 25,000 people. I mean, this is a big number, okay? They didn't ask 10 people what they thought about things. And they asked them about their work, their transportation, leave that, and kind of how is that going to change with COVID. So 54% of adults, though, said that they want to work remotely. I mean, they would love to do this. That's more than half of all adults said they would love to. And you think about how many of those 25,000 were probably over a certain age where they're not even as comfortable with that process. So you're talking about, I bet, an even higher number than that. admit to that. So working from home can make workers happier. I think that's pretty true. I live just outside the city of Chicago. If you drive through Chicago traffic, Atlanta, New York traffic, that kind of thing, you're naturally going to be a more stressed out person than if you're working from home, okay? Of those, 75% said that they would like to continue doing this, at least on a part-time basis, once COVID's over. So there's a lot of people like my sister-in-law, a lot of people in high-end kind of career jobs, C-level type positions where even they've been working from home, and they want that to continue. And part of that is that point before that they've been able to see stress levels and stress numbers decrease because of the working at home. But in reality, we know that most jobs aren't going to end up being that way. And that's probably why you're here tonight. You're looking at something new because you're like, I need something new in my life. So we can see here, the goal is to become a 2%er, which allows you to live a dream life. Okay, I'm the kind of person that I don't know if I ever thought I would become that kind of person, but I definitely wanted to. You know, there's everything in me growing up that went, man, I wish I could have more fun, go places, do what I want to do, you know, that kind of thing. So let's look at travel, family, friends, education, hobbies. Like I love to golf. Golfing is to me like one of my favorite things to do. And today, you know, it was a beautiful day, woke up, went to the gym, got out. My trainer at the gym's like, hey, let's go play golf. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. I had nobody that could tell me, no, you can't go. You're not allowed to. You can't afford it. That kind of thing. And when in that all reality, when I was at the golf course playing golf, I was still making money because I got a business working for me. And the guy who actually was playing golf with us, he is a steel company and they're in the steel manufacturing business. And see, he has employees and he has people working, and both of us were making money even though we were playing a game of golf. So that's the dream life. That's how you become in the 2%. So let's look at this stuff. See, I read this book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad when I was 15 years old by a guy named Robert Kiyosaki, who popularized this idea of the cash flow quadrant. And then the idea is that you can be an employee, you can be self-employed, a business owner, or an investor. And everybody in the country, no matter who you are, you fit into one of these bubbles as a way to earn income. Okay, so when we look at this, an employee trades time for money. We know this is true because it's literally how we talk when we have jobs. Say, hey, Emma, how much do you make per hour? And there's a direct translation from time and cash. Same thing for the self-employed. One of my best friends is a dentist. He's a client, that kind of thing. But the reality is he always says, man, when I'm grinding on teeth, I'm making great money. When I'm doing root canals, I'm making great money. He said, but when I'm not working, it shuts down because, you know, he has to be there ultimately when that dentistry and the doors are open in order to make money. Now the business owner, that could be like the steel guy. Okay. He has a bunch of employees that work in a factory. Those people make a living wage working in that factory, doing their different jobs. And of course, then he makes a profit from the business. So the business owner doesn't trade time for money. They have revenue minus expenses equals profit. Business 101. I remember learning that really young. The money that comes in minus the money you have to spend to make it happen equals what you get to keep. Okay, so, and then you have the investor. Now the investor is the ultimate position. And the investor has money, and then they take that money and they invest in something and it makes even more money. And that's, you know, people invest into stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, all different kinds of investments out there. So let's take a look a little bit at our business model. What if you could find a legitimate professional business? That's an important thing, professional business, not all these kind of gimmicky kind of things that we see people doing. The 80% of the American public needs, okay, I'm sorry, North American public. So, you know, for you guys in Canada, I mean, this is everybody, this all the United States, all of Canada, pretty much as a whole needs what we do, okay? You can work from home, totally online, no overhead. I mean, if I buy myself a new laptop every couple of years, I wouldn't consider that overhead, especially because it's a tax deduction. No product to buy, assemble or ship. Wow, does that make a business hard to scale? The guy who's got the steel business, he's the second generation. You know, that scaling has taken two generations in order for that business to get as big as it is. And work when you want and as often as you want, as I referenced earlier to being able to play golf today. But knowing I was going to be working kind of late tonight and doing this here with all of you. So I just think as we're going through this today, as I said, those two viewpoints, just remember that we're looking, you might be looking at an opportunity and you might be looking at a way to repair your own finances and feel better financially yourself. So our system provides a scalable marketing and business system. Okay. We utilize the latest technology. I mean, we were using Zoom, my team, we were using Zoom pre-COVID for business and helping clients in multiple states is an intangible product. So really our products is more of a service, as you'll see here with my business partner shortly. It requires a professional license. So that's a really big deal. We're not just, anybody can't just come into here and do this kind of thing. We're in a professional regulated industry. And lastly, has a multi-billion-dollar product system, our support system behind it. Okay. Not just a multi-million, multi-billion-dollar support system of companies working alongside us to help us do and run our business every day. So our business model, we're going to go through in a little bit about how we do what we do and our education and how we help clients here. But what I want to do now is I want to bring up my business partner, Lauren Mink. She is, we call her Mighty Mink in our office because she's mighty. She's going to tell her own story, of course, but she was first a client, knew my wife in high school. My wife kind of kept talking to her about needing to do something with their finances. When they were newly married, we saw her and her husband, Carl, and helped them out with their personal finances. And she'll kind of tell you a story, but 3 years later, after I tried to get her to do this business, that at that time in her home, I said, you should do this with me. You would be awesome. Yet we could get along so well in business, and took her 3 years to come around, but here she is now, and excited to have her on with all of you tonight. So thank you. Go ahead, Mink.
Okay. Thank you so much, Josh. And yeah, I just want to give you guys a little intro to myself. So like you said, I was a dental hygienist, and I think it took me a little while to come around because I thought this was a business where you had to be very good at math, just know it all, those calculations. And I said, listen, Josh, I'm a dental hygienist. I only need to count to 32, right? There's only 32 teeth. I can't do this stuff. And what I found out was 3 years had gone by, and while Josh and Lauren had helped us with our money, managing it better, saving more money, paying stuff off, I just realized I was still in this cycle of having to always play this game of you can work at this time, then you're allowed to take vacation here, you're allowed to spend time with your kids here. And I just wanted this better way of life. I wanted more freedom. And I saw that they had that, and I thought, you know what? The stuff I'm about to show you guys next is going to be different, okay? And like Josh said before, maybe you're looking for something different. And there's going to be concepts that you're going to think, I don't know this. I've never heard of this. How can I learn it? But guys, we learn something new all the time. You know, you learn to walk when you were a baby. You learn to eat. You learn to talk. I learned to be a dental hygienist. And you can learn this stuff because there are systems like what you're watching right now that are going to teach you everything you need to know. You're going to have a coach working one-on-one. And more importantly is you have a whole community of people that are cheering you on that want you to get wealthy. So let's go ahead and dive right in here, guys. I'm going to show you what we actually do for people. So the first thing that we do is, you know, you hear people all the time that they need help with all these different things like getting out of debt, saving for their kids' college, retirement. They want to make sure that they're not overpaying for things like insurances. And they just think that it's just too much to manage, right? Well, what we want to tell people is you can handle all of this, okay? And it starts with knowing the priority, because just like a house, if you built a house, okay, you can't start with the second story bathroom. You have to start with the foundation. And if you don't build the house in the correct order, meaning, you know, you put up the drywall and go, oh geez, we forgot to put in the plumbing. That's going to be a very expensive and messy mistake. And your finances are the same way. You need to start with a solid foundation. And then there are things that you need to do in priority to make sure that you're not creating messy and expensive mistakes. So we always recommend get your life insurance in order first, because guys, we don't know when we're going to pass away, unfortunately. Could be tomorrow with COVID. It could be, you know, 80 years from now. I don't know. You need to have a budget in place so you know what money you have to work with, okay? Emergency fund. We need an emergency fund for everything, whether it's our life, our car, our house. You need to make sure you're paying off debt, okay? Not getting into more debt. And we actually teach people how to accelerate their payoff dates, which is really exciting. retirement, right? That's like the big vacation we all want to take one day. We never want it to end, right? We don't want to go back to work. So we make sure that you get to choose the day you want to retire, and you're going to know without a shadow of a doubt you have enough money to make that vacation last as long as you want it to. College savings for the kids. You want to make sure they don't graduate with a mortgage, right? Because that's basically what's happened to millennials like myself. Josh was smart. He got out ahead of time before he had that on his back. And then other goals and dreams, right? You've got to have fun in life. I don't believe in just telling people save, 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 live on peanut butter and jelly and ramen noodles and never have any fun, because we weren't put on this earth to do that. So guys, what you can do is get this financial house in order. And if Josh, you want to go to the next slide here. So what we do is, first things first, we take care of the retirement number, because it's a big number and we got to get a head start on that. So we call that your financial independence number. Okay. And you get to help people find their financial independence number. That is the number that's got to be in their bank account at a certain age for them to kiss their boss goodbye and never have to walk through that door again. So, you know, let's say that they want to retire at age 60 and they need to have $100,000 a year to live off of. All right, if you want to make that vacation, that retirement last for 30 years, you know, you got to have $2.6 million. So we're going to show them how they can put away a little bit over time, get a great rate of return on average, and they're going to make it to that $2.6 million. It's so exciting when you can tell people that. But the biggest thing is, you know, we can probably all say, we know what we want. We know we want to get to retirement, right? But we don't map it out. If you do not create a map to get to your goals, guys, they're never going to happen. They're just going to be wishes, okay? And they're never going to materialize. So the problem is, though, we get too confused. We're too overwhelmed because we got mortgages, credit cards, 401ks, bank accounts. All of our money is going to these different financial institutions in different directions. And the problem is, these financial institutions do not communicate with each other. And you don't know if they have your best, if they don't have your best intentions in order. You don't know if they're talking to all these financial institutions and say, guys, are we all on the same page to make sure Josh is on the path to financial independence, right? No, your mortgage doesn't want you to stop paying that off. Your credit cards don't want you to stop paying that off. So what we do is we create a digital GPS for your finances that has step-by-step directions, and it has the destination. So you're going to know if you're on track, and you're going to know every time you get a little bit closer, guys. And can you imagine giving that tool to your family and friends, knowing that they're going to have stuff paid off, knowing that they have money in the bank, knowing that they're never going to have to do a GoFundMe? That's amazing, guys. So the next thing that I want to show you is, there's two big issues that people face with money, okay? And the two biggest issues that people face with their finances, and unfortunately, if you're on here tonight, you have probably seen people go through one, if not both, of these challenges. The first one is, we just don't have enough money when we're younger, right? Like I said, we're graduating with mortgages, okay? We got young kids, we got credit card debt, student loans. We just don't have enough money. And if something happened to the breadwinner or both parents, it would be financial devastation, okay? And then another problem that we see is people just don't save enough money for retirement, or they think that they can retire sooner than they're actually able to. We've all seen a Walmart greeter, you know, with a cane. It's so sad. You don't want your grandma standing next to the cold door when the breeze is blowing in Walmart when they just had their knees replaced, right? They should be playing with their grandkids. So we want to make sure that if people die too soon, which it all, we know it happens, that they're going to have enough money for their family to sustain that style of living that they're used to. But then also on the other side, we want to make sure that you're not overspending on life insurance, because chances are you're more likely to make it to retirement, and we're living longer now. We don't want anyone to have to move into their basement. Like, I don't want my parents moving in with me when they're elderly because they didn't save enough money to last to keep their house, okay? And I don't want to put them in a nursing home. So we want to make sure that we solve those two issues. And the crazy thing is, what insurance company is teaching people to stop paying for life insurance at a certain point and just be self-insured with their investments? I had never heard of another insurance company trying to get me to stop paying for the insurance. It was like so foreign to me. So it's a silly question, guys, but you can just ask someone, sit across from them, hey, if you passed away tomorrow, would you want your family to be the same, better off, or worse? Okay, I don't think that it takes a rocket scientist to know that people are going to say, well, of course I'd want my family to be better off if possible financially. You know, I'm not talking about like get a better spouse, you know, but like financially you want them to be better off. And the five biggest mistakes that we see people that keeps their family from even being the same, not even better off, but at least the same, is they don't have enough life insurance. They have 1 to 2 times their salary when really experts say you need to have at least 10 times your annual income. They have the wrong kind. They get something called cash value, which really it's like trash value, unfortunately. It's explained very, very incorrectly to people. They have term life insurance, but catch is they buy it from a cash value insurance company, which means they get them in at this low, low rate. They think it's phenomenal, but it's a really short term. And then, oops, halfway through, you know, right when your kids are in high school, the most expensive time in their life, when you're planning for college, there's prom, there's braces, there's all kinds of stuff, there's sports. Oh, hey, your life insurance is going to switch to cash value automatically for 5 times the price. I hope you can handle it. Procrastination. Oh, guys, I just saw this recently from somebody on my Facebook and it broke my heart. They procrastinated. They talked about getting it. And unfortunately, somebody had passed away too soon before they got it. You do not want to put your family in that financial burden and say, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. And then another thing that I see people, which almost was us before Josh came over and educated, my husband Carl and I, was group life. We had group life insurance through work that we thought was going to pay. And he had a work accident and thank God he's okay. But I actually asked his HR person, like, hey, just curious, if he would have passed away, would you guys have paid? Nope. Did not meet their requirements for what consisted of a death that work insurance would pay. So don't want to leave your family up to that chance, okay? So the next thing I want to talk to you guys about are the two big life insurance. So you might have seen what I said about cash value term, and you go, whoa, Lauren, what is that even? Am I making a mistake and I don't even know what it is? Don't worry, we're going to help you guys out, but always meet with the person that invited you to this. So there's two main types of life insurance. Falls under the umbrella of cash value, and then there's an umbrella of term insurance. I'm not going to go farther into that because I want to keep you guys focused here with me. So the umbrella of cash value is, it looks great from a distance, okay? Each spouse here is going to get $200,000 in coverage. And if you don't pass away, you make it to age 65, you can actually cash this policy out and you'll receive a total of $153,000 back. And people go, wow, that's great. I'm going to pay for this life insurance in case I pass away too soon. My family's going to get this money, but hey, if we don't die, they're going to give us money back, right? And I liken it to, if you held a bag of like a little bag of jelly beans out in front of my 3-year-old daughter and you said, do you want these jelly beans? Yes, please. She would take those jelly beans. But then if you said, oh, actually I had a bigger bag of jelly beans over here, would you have wanted these instead? Yeah, she's going to want the better bag of jelly beans. And that's what happens. People try to make the best decision with their life insurance for their family, but unfortunately, they're only being shown one option. They're not being shown the other side of the equation of better coverage that they could get for a better price even. So that's term insurance. Look at over here, guys. This same couple could get $800,000 on the primary and $400,000 on the spouse for look at that price, $189 versus $450. And then what we would tell them is, hey, go ahead and invest the difference of money that you're saving. And I don't think it's going to take a rocket scientist to say, yeah, I'm going to take $699,000 when I turn 65, okay? That's insane, guys. $153, $699, I don't think I need to go any further than that. If they would have known both options, they would have selected that better option. And you might go, okay, but how can you get better returns like that with that policy? And this is how you do it, okay? That insurance company is taking your money and they're investing it in their company, just like a bank takes your money and invests it for you. And then they typically or historically give you really low returns on your money. But what people don't realize is they can actually take their money and they don't have to go through a financial institution like an insurance company or a bank to get, you know, menial returns. You can actually bypass the bank, and we help you do that and invest in the global economy yourself and get the higher returns that your banks and your insurance companies are getting. They don't want you to know that. And this is what I mean by that. There's something called the rule of 72. Albert Einstein discovered this rule of 72, and it's basically how quickly your money doubles. So guys, if your money could double and they're not telling you about it, what do you think about your bank at this point? So Josh taught me this when I was 26. And basically he said, if you take 72 divided by the interest rate that you're getting on whatever account, that tells you how long it takes your money to double. So look at this. You have a 2% rate of return, okay? 72 divided by 2 is 36. So if you put $20,000 away, it's going to take 36 years of not touching a dime for it to turn into 40. Okay, what if we add 4%? Now we're up to 6, okay? Look at 20, 40, 80, 160. It's a little bit better in 36 years. But guys, what if we just added on 6 more percent? Now you're up to 12. 20 turns into 40, turns into 80, 160, 320, 640, $1.2 million in the same time span. You're not touching the money. You're not adding more to it. It's just letting your money make money, guys. This is free knowledge, okay? And if nothing else, guys, if the opportunity doesn't catch you, schedule a time to sit down with the person that invited you to get your financial needs analysis in order so you can take advantage of this, okay? So guys, if you don't know this, it is being applied to your 401ks, your IRAs, your bank savings. You could be missing out on so much money because the bank is making 12% and giving you 2. So really, the bank is making $1.2 million off of your money over 36 years. You're, you know, earning your working career. They're going to give you 40, and then they're going to keep the $1,220,000 or $40,000. I don't think that's fair. I don't want someone getting rich off my money. That's my money. So how do mutual funds work? This is typically where people can find a little bit higher interest in the banks, and your insurance companies don't want you to know about it. Basically, it's just like what the name sounds, okay? It's mutually funded from a lot of different people. So, you know, me, Josh, you, everybody else on this webinar here tonight, we're going to take our money, we're going to pool it all together, we're going to put it in a big basket of stocks and bonds, okay, in the global economy, and we're going to make a lot of interest off of all those different stocks and bonds that we can purchase with all of our money, and then we all get a piece of that pie, okay? So most people don't learn about mutual funds in high school and college. Okay, but if that's where we can earn the most wealth, shouldn't that be the math that we're learning, right? And the great thing, what I love about this company, what Josh and his wife did for us is, guys, we were middle income. We lived in the middle of Indiana, literally in a cornfield. Josh can attest to that. We were in the country, okay? We had just graduated college, like making $30,000 a year. And guys, they came and helped us and treated us the same way that they would have treated, his friend who is the dentist. They would have treated us the same way that they would treat an attorney. And that's what I love about this company is that they don't just try to help the top 1% and fight over all those wealthy clients. They're helping the blue collar. They're helping people, you know, who might not even be middle class. We don't care about your net worth. Everyone deserves a chance to make informed decisions about their own money, okay? And the great thing is, not only do we treat you with that type of respect, but we work with all the major carriers and brands. I mean, some of these you might be familiar with and say, oh my gosh, I've seen commercials for these places, right? So we work with all these major carriers and we bring them to you, okay? So you're going to get all the access to these brands that you might not have known you could have access to as an individual, you know, investor or residential client. You don't have to go through a company or anything like that. Just like Amazon, right? We love Amazon. And if anything, if coronavirus taught us anything, we love Amazon more than ever, where we can go to one place, all of our favorite brands are right there at our fingertips, and they come right to us, right? So that's how this works. We'll come to your house, we'll come to you, you know, via Zoom, and we'll bring all of these products, all of this education, all of these brands right to you, you know, direct delivery. And the best thing is, it's not a, you know, one and done, see you later kind of thing. We provide ongoing education. You know, Josh and his team always followed up with us with new things that were coming out, market updates, new products. Hey, you had, you know, a baby. Let's talk about how your life changed. Oh, you changed job. Let's talk about how we need to update your portfolio, guys. You're going to have us whenever you need us, but we're also going to stay in your life, and you get to be that person who takes a proactive stance in their friends and family's life to say, hey, you might have not have known that this life event that you had changes your financial outlook, but it does. And I want to make sure that we keep you on track to keep you on track to that FIN number, okay? So guys, I am going to turn it back to Josh here. He's going to jump right in and tell you some really, really exciting stuff. But if this seemed over your head, don't panic, because I was a dental hygienist who could only count to 32. Remember that. And I learned to do this stuff because the software does everything for you. And these systems are going to teach you everything you need to know. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you, Lauren. And you can see, for everybody who's watching right now, Lauren was somebody who was a client with no experience in financial services. She was a client first, somebody I met in her home, found the need, helped them with them with their stuff financially, but then put herself in a position later to now be a regional vice president, own her own branch office, that kind of thing, and controlling her own time schedule for her and her family. So back to business 101 though. We're going to get really into the opportunity side, but I think it's important that we heavily understand the product side. How do we help clients? How do we help people? If you're going to join our team, right, the name of this webinar, if you're going to join our team, you need to understand that what we do for people is legal, moral, and ethical and good for people, and that people need it. So how do we make money? Okay. Well, business 101 says find somebody needs it, something, and fill it. I always tell my father-in-law the best invention in the world was the stud finder. So it's like every person ever hung a picture needs one of those things, and you can sell a zillion of them, right? So is there a need for what we do? Of course. Everybody needs help with their finances. The government went ahead and been writing $1,200 checks to the average family if people had already had no debt and a lot of savings. So clearly people need what we do. Are the financial concepts helpful for everybody? It's kind of almost the same question, of course. And you can see why our clients love us, because we have an efficient system to be able to help our clients in every way that they may need. So, and you can see why that then creates a great business opportunity to be in business. So plugging into a marketing and training system though, because a lot of people, when I was new, I said, okay, where do the leads come from? How do you do it? How do I learn? Wait, Josh, I'm watching this right now and I'm on the backside of some mountain in Alabama. I'm nowhere near you in Indiana. How do I learn how to do this? No matter where you are, we have a system where we have monthly kickoffs on the first Saturday of every month where we talk product specifics, Sunday night trainings. We have Monday and Thursday client series for our clients to keep them up and educated. We have business system overviews like what we're watching right now. We have Tuesday marketing things where we talk in a marketing webinar on how do you market your business? How do you utilize social media, email, things like that to grow a business? And the entire system is completely done online, guys, which is a remarkable thing. And as we said earlier, how do you change with the times yourself? And you're seeing that represented here. So how the appointment system works, okay? Run the system from anywhere and you make money. My wife and I are, pre-COVID, we're going to kind of see how this winter, kind of comes out. But we were talking about potentially going to Mexico for a month and me working from there. We have a newborn, so we thought it'd be kind of nice this first winter to go down there. Amazing that you could do that and I could work and do this. Like that, I'd bring one jacket and I could look sharp, right, for one meeting, while I'm sitting down there. So technology drives the business, okay? Personal links to everything, okay? 12-week educational seminars. If you're not on that, ask whoever invited you to get a part of that. That 12-week program is unbelievable. And then more of these every single week. We are live right now. This is not a recording. One-on-one follow-ups with Zoom. So guys, so many things where we utilize technology to make your business efficient in 2020. So how the training works though, is the technology drives everything through a face-to-face interaction like with Zoom. So online licensing, okay, so we have all, in every single state and province in US and Canada, you have to get certifications and licenses in order to be in this industry. And we not only front the money and pay the money for you to be able to get those licenses, but we also have the online education system to get you through that process, not only in the actually sponsoring you to get those licenses. So weekly 2-hour products, like I said, we have so many tools utilize through Zoom like this, where you can basically get a you know, I always say you can get a finance degree by watching enough of our Zooms. So let's look at the earnings opportunities. So like, what does it really look like? Because I remember when I was new, I thought, okay, sounds good, wonderful, but can I make enough that I can get rid of my job? Because I was making $15 an hour at 19. I'm 35 now. So, I mean, that would easily be, you know, in the 20s now per hour while going to college. So I'm thinking, I'm making pretty good money. Y'all better have something to really offer in order to make me make a career change. So let's look at this. Lauren Mink was showing some examples. This is a very average type client that we're helping with term life insurance. You can see under that total commissions little chart shows personal, a brand new person would still make $276. A regional vice president like myself or Lauren would make $1,216. Guys, this is an unbelievable earning opportunity that you can sit down with somebody for an hour, 2 hours, and make, you know, in any of those positions, any of those dollar amounts is an amazing hourly conversion compared to, you know, at a job, let's say. So let's look at this, that term life situation a little bit. So you're talking about a spread from 276 as a brand new trainee. I mean, you don't know your butt from the hole in the ground. You're still making $276 helping a family, helping somebody. That's the thing. We're not selling products. We're changing people's lives. Just like Lauren said, that couple that actually went to her church that she met with, and they procrastinated. And unfortunately, you know, the wife's paying the price for that with, you know, trying to raise money online and all that kind of thing. And if she'd made the right decision to, you know, if they'd made the decision not to procrastinate, they could change their life financially with proper coverage. And somebody like Lauren would have been compensated very nicely for helping that couple with that. So, but if you could earn anywhere between those numbers, each time you help somebody, and you could do that part-time, from home, no boss, all on your own, you have a coach, not a boss, would that be something that interests you? So just think about that. So add a mutual fund to the term insurance. Let's just kind of see where this takes the math, okay? So approximate client spends $500 to $1,000 per month, let's say. So $99 per month for that life insurance in the commission, the fee for service that you made there. Okay, the $500 per month investment. So let's say they're putting $500 a month to a Roth IRA or something for their retirement. You're making somewhere in the vicinity of $7 to $15 per month there. Now, which doesn't seem like a big thing, but you know, when you really think about it, how many of you make a per month money without working? You know, when I look back to my job, I only made money when I worked, because I was an employee, just like the cash flow quadrant. I had to trade time for money. And if I didn't trade time, I didn't get money. And now if you have, imagine that's one client putting in $500 per month. If you had 10,000 clients putting in $500 per month, you can see where that math could get pretty exciting. So assuming this here, we look at one client per week, okay, done online, all right? You got this one term life insurance policy there. That's $26,000 in annual income. Okay, the $500 investment, you help somebody with that per week, that's $520 per month in reoccurring income. Most people's car insurance payment's not $520. You're talking about in a year by doing this per week, you could have your car, your car payment paid for by reoccurring income. Guys, so not residual, but reoccurring. It just keeps coming, keeps coming. So total first year commissions, you know, income, there's $29,000. So guys, what we're talking about here, if you're familiar, is just like a mortgage broker, a real estate broker. Some of my best friends are in the real estate industry and mortgage industry, and we always kind of laugh because we do something different. We offer a different product, but we really kind of do the same thing, and our businesses work the same way. So, and we get paid the same way. So investment compensation, let's take a look at this. We represent the largest mutual fund companies and annuity companies in all of North America. So $68 trillion market. Now you can't wrap your head around what $68 trillion means, okay? But it's the largest amount of money ever moved in the history of the world is gonna move in the next 25 years from one generation to the next as baby boomers continue to retire and age out into the sunset. So recurring and repeat compensation, we talked a little bit about that. No limit to the size of the investment, okay? So, I mean, somebody could have, $200,000. They might have $2,000, and they might have $2 million, and we can help any of those clients, and we have a market space for their products for that. So applications through Zoom and online applications the entire time. I've got five life insurance transactions to help a family with on Wednesday. I've never met them in person. It is 100% online, which is amazing. So let's keep this going with the investment conversation, okay? So what do you earn? Well, based on a $300,000 rollover, a regional leader who could be a part-time position, okay, I was part-time as a regional leader for a long time, you would produce one rollover per month, okay? That's $53,000 a year and does not include the residual or reoccurring. So that's just showing the 53 grand is upfront money, not including what you make in the reoccurring or the residual. Guys, so that's unbelievable. Most people work their entire life to build something where they can make, in many cases, you got to go to college and all that to make $53,000 a year. But if you could do that part-time, all from home, outside of your normal career, now we're talking, it's bananas, okay? So this, and I thought about the right before I got on here. I thought to myself, I hope more than anything tonight that the people that are watching, that they just kind of see what I saw. I mean, this isn't some quirky thing. There's so many webinars out there and stuff. But the thing I felt before I got in, I thought, man, I hope these people really see what I saw. Because this business changed my life. If it wasn't for this, I don't know what I would be doing right now. But I do know that I would not have spent the first 2 months home when my newborn was born, helping my wife and living on our own terms, guys. So freedom comes from reoccurring in residual income. So you gain freedom this way of time and money because you're not trading time for money anymore, like in the cash flow quadrant. Freedom money is reoccurring. We call it do-nothing money, okay? I mean, I make do-nothing money now that's, you know, growing every single year and it's getting really exciting, okay? So COVID doesn't really scare me because my do-nothing money can pay my bills. So freedom comes from money working for you or people working for you. Okay, it's one of two. So you have investments, assets, okay? So you own a bunch of property, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, things of that nature that make you money. Or you have employees of some kind, okay, that represent you or work inside of your company. So do you have a plan, though, to have those things? I would think about how many people have a plan for reoccurring income? And almost nobody has a plan for reoccurring income. We have a plan to trade time for money, but we don't have a plan for reoccurring income. So let's take a look at a few more things here for the night. So build your own brokerage firm. This assumes 10 producers. So we can build a team. One of the biggest real estate brokers in our area is somebody I know our kids well and that kind of thing. And I mean, they have a brokerage. In their brokerage, they have agents that work for them. Bunch of agents, okay, and those 600 rough agents represent that brokerage, and they sell in the name of that brokerage. And every time that the agent makes a sale, the broker makes some money. So let's take a look at a regional vice president's a broker position with us, okay? We'll kind of assimilate those names here. So if we had a team that did 10 term life policies per week, okay, so that'd be 40 per month. The annual income there is $224,000 to the broker. If we did 10 rollovers per month, okay, in the team, there's another 258. We're looking at $483,000 a year in income from upfront money, not including all of the production that's residual and reoccurring, guys, which is unbelievable because investments can pay over and over and over for years and years to come. So as long as we handle somebody's client's money, that money continues to pay a residual. So 99% of our reps though start part-time. I started part-time while I was in college. We really have three different career paths, spare time, help families, you know, friends and family kind of on the side. Okay. This is just like real estate. You know, in real estate, my friend says, well, we've got people, they have their license hung here in what we call referral status. They just kind of work on a referral base. They meet somebody, they know that you're really the expert. They send them to you and you can help that person. And the spare timer can still make money as a fee for service. So part-time, they have a consistent weekly income. These people work every single week and that's their goal. Full-time, well, that kind of makes sense. They've made a whole new career of this, okay? And they earn $10,000 plus per month, okay? And the thing is, that we plug into a system. We've created a system that you can plug into, and it helps you move through those steps from spare time to part-time to full-time. If that's what you're seeking for your life, we have a system, not theory, a system to help you walk through that and through those steps. So how do you actually get started? Okay, so we represent the largest mutual fund companies, as we said. Complete an independent business application, okay? The thing is here, we can't, you know, if somebody has a felony, okay, some misdemeanors, there can be some issues there, typically with felonies and being able to get licensed with different states and provinces, okay? So we have to pass, no matter where you are right now, you are going to have to take the easiest test you've ever taken in your life, okay? You're going to have to take a multiple choice test, okay? Mark number one for me, good, just like high school. Multiple choice, I'm all in for those, okay? So I'm jacked about that. We got a four choice, multiple choice test. Okay, I got an A, B, C, D kind of thing. Okay, so I got the multiple choice. You got to get in every state somewhere in the vicinity of an average grade. Okay, and if you remember what average was in high school, that's a C. Okay, so you've got to pass some exams though with your state and provinces in order to be certified to do business in those states and provinces for mutual fund companies, annuity companies, insurance companies, things of that nature. There's some certifications that you have to fulfill. Well, here's the thing. We're going to pay for all those certifications. There's no I gotcha to that. We are going to pay for your certifications to get you licensed. The only thing that we ask is that you up front help us pay for the processing, your paperwork, and background check, because the reality is we don't know you. We're about to put thousands of dollars into you to train you, put you into the system that we've been explaining, a step-by-step system on how to be successful. But we don't know who you are. So we need to know that you can pass a background check. We need to know that you're for real. You say, hey, so I got to take this multiple choice test. I'm in. I'm going to go take that test. And then our first month, $25 per month. Our $25 for Primerica online, and that's for our website. Okay, so implement your own financial plan. But look at that. I just want to rehash back to that and then plug back into the system. We have a system. You submit the 99 and 25, that's 124 one time. If you follow our field training bonus program, okay, that will be refunded to you. Okay, so we have a system whereby you can come in, pay the smallest expense to start a business possible. 14 years ago, when I got started 13, 14 years ago, it was double what it is now. Guys, this opportunity has gotten so much better than it's ever been before. And we're really working to help change people's lives like yourself. And you need an opportunity and you need a business that you can work from home in. And that's what we're really offering today. A business where you can work from home, online, plugged into a system, where you have a coach like myself, like Lauren Mink, whoever invited you to this meeting, they have a coach. There's somebody in there who is going to breathe life into you, teach you, move you through the system, help you to be successful. All I know that is for sure to finish up tonight, for a fact, without a doubt, I've learned over the more than decade in this business, okay, is that all of my people are 100% successful if they simply do what I ask them to do. It's just like at the gym. I work with a personal trainer and he said, Josh, you're not being successful. You're doing exactly what I tell you to do when we lift weights. You're pushing weight hard, that kind of thing, but you're not following the diet. You're not listening entirely. He said, and if you listen entirely, you're going to get the results you wish to get. And I was like, man, I do got to cut out ice cream. All right. You might be like me. You might dig on some ice cream. Okay. But look, we've got a system and you might have some little faults along the way where you're like, hey, I'm falling off. I'm this and that. We're your personal trainer. We are going to help you find those bumps in the road. We're going to help you find where the waterfalls are so that you stay out of danger. We're going to plug you into a system where your success is 100% certain if you just follow our system and you just follow along. And you, all you need to do is make that initial step. Okay. So lastly here, your next step is that, which is if, look, I'm interested, Josh, let me take a look more. schedule a follow-up Zoom with whoever sent you this link. You got this link somehow tonight. You got on here, and I thank you for being on. Schedule a meeting in the next 24 or 48 hours with them. Don't let time go by. Don't procrastinate. I remember the day I walked into my trainer, my manager, you know, my broker's office. I sat down and I said, how do I get started right now? Because I knew that if I didn't take action right now, I would delay and I would let fear creep in. I wanted to go now before I put myself in a position where I could make a stupid decision and back away. So run your complimentary financial needs analysis. Even if you're interested in the business, you need to do your own financial needs analysis, because there's no way that you can help families if you don't understand and believe in what we do and how we help families by getting yourself helped financially first. Fill out your independent business application and get started. Guys, and if you follow what we do and you follow the system, this will be the most wild ride, the most exhilarating and fun thing you've ever done. And for most of you, you really have the chance to change your life. And I say most of you because I think most people really are capable of doing this. I think that almost everybody is really capable of doing this, but it does come down to a hard decision to, do I want to step out? Am I willing to make change? Do I want to do what I'm doing the rest of my life? Or do I want to do something different? Do I want to move? You know, do I want to achieve those goals and dreams I always dreamed of, or am I just going to let them kind of go to the wayside? And for some people, that's fine, you know, but for people like myself and probably people like you, you'd rather achieve your goals than live a life of looking back on them like you didn't. And you might not be interested, and that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we can still help you achieve your goals and dreams in other ways by becoming a client, follow a Zoom with you for that kind of stuff. We can still look at your finances, that kind of thing. And I say that opportunity, those kinds of goals, dreams, because I think most of us inside of our heart, we got something we want to do. We want to do something big. We've always wanted to be somebody. You know, you always wanted people to look at you like you're special. We want to help you do that. If you're that kind of person, you've got that kind of internal burn. And if not, and you're just like, man, this guy's crazy, but I do want to help with my own insurance, I want to get out of debt, everything else, schedule a meeting and do a Zoom and finish that up and get your own financial needs analysis. So thank you for being on tonight. You guys have been a wonderful audience. And I really thank you for being here. I really hope that you schedule a follow-up, text, email back, whatever you got to do, send some smoke signals. Make sure to get back with whoever invited you to tonight so that they can give you some more information and some clarity to some things. So we thank you guys and appreciate your time. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.